You have chosen to trust me, the hypnotic beast, to guide you into a light, focused trance, where you can forget about everything else for now and vividly imagine how to become possessed by the spirit of a burly giant. Before we begin, please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or if you have medical issues. You will hear the normal, everyday sounds of life around you, but they will not disturb you. In fact, the everyday sounds of life will only cause you to go deeper. If, for any reason, an emergency should occur, as unlikely as that is, your unconscious mind will immediately recognize it and awaken you to a fully alert state so that you can appropriately and effectively respond. As that is unlikely to occur, and knowing that you have the safety mechanism, you can relax and let go, allowing yourself to trust and enjoy this process. Please make sure that any people, pets, parents, partners, or posse will avoid interrupting you. Silence all devices that might draw your attention. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a couch or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become more powerful. You become more open and receptive to positive good suggestions, and your skills of imagination, visualization, make-believe, and focus increase as well. Let's begin with a deep breath in and a slow breath out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out the air completely. In. Breathe out. Take in a deep and slow breath. Out. Breathe in. Out. In. Out. Breathe in. Breathe out the air completely. Take a deep breath. Out. In. Breathe out the air completely. Take in a deep and slow breath. Breathe out. In. Out. In. Breathe out slowly. Take a deep breath. Breathe out slowly. In. Out. Breathe in. Breathe out slowly. Breathe out slowly. Take a deep breath out. Breathe in. Breathe out slowly. Breathe in. Breathe out slowly. As you continue to relax, you can forget about everything else for now. And just allow yourself to focus inwards. Sometimes it's great to go inward and imagine or make believe when you choose to make time for yourself and forget about everything else for now. When you take time to rest and relax, you can better tackle the challenges of life in the future. So you can relax now and let yourself begin to sink into a comfortable daydream. You can remember how you felt as a child when you could enjoy games and play make-believe. Perhaps you still understand how to let yourself pretend and just allow the images and sensations from your inner mind to overpower how you perceive the world, if only for a little while. The more you mindfully make-believe, the better you become at distinguishing make-believe from reality. In fact, from fiction. So take this time now to grow your interpersonal intelligence and become more aware of your own thoughts and feelings as you dive deep into real hypnotic trance. Perhaps you can imagine becoming a master of your own mind with the ability to drop deep into a relaxing trance at will and experience your own fantasies. As you continue to relax now, you can find yourself settling down into a deep, peaceful state of being. You can choose to do nothing but drift deeper into comfort. You can confide in me and allow your mind to become open and receptive to wonderful suggestions. It feels great to trust in your ability to go deep into hypnotic immersion and allow yourself to make believe and enjoy trance. Imagine yourself deep in a mystic realm. Perhaps you found a portal to a far-off place, or perhaps you just passed through a doorway and found yourself there. In the distance are tall mountains covered with snow. Their massive peaks look much too high to ever cross alone. In the other direction, seemingly endless fields stretch to the hazy horizon. The rain shadow of the mountain range produced thick meadows of highland grasses and wildflowers. You find yourself in a sea of tall grasses which ripple in the wind like waves in an ocean. Dotted along the landscape are well-worn chunks of what look to be stone ruins of an ancient civilization that faded away many ages ago. As you stand there, everything you know can feel so far away and distant.
There is nothing to hear but the constant wind as it travels down the mountains and across the meadows. The wind picks up a fresh scent of timeless grasslands that only soothes your body and mind like a healing salve. Not too far off from where you are, there is a dirt path, perhaps created by wild animals like foxes or wild cats. As you travel down this path, a relaxing breeze blows over your body. It starts with your head, and you can allow all the small muscles in your scalp, face and ears, cheeks and jaws to loosen and release their tension. With every step further you go, the soothing wave of comfort takes you deeper into a peaceful bliss. The soothing breeze can help the muscles in your neck and shoulders unwind and rest. In the future, you can stop and check how tense your body is, and then let go of that tension. Focus on your shoulders, down to your fingertips. Perhaps you can imagine this friendly zephyr helping you magically relax your upper arms, your forearms, your wrists and hands, all the way to your fingertips. What would it be like to touch pure relaxation and have that pure relaxation flow from your fingertips through your arms all the way to your mind? As the fresh breeze flows over your fingertips, you can feel relaxation instantly flow deep into your mind. The soothing essence can help you to relax your chest and upper back. Take a moment to let go of any tension stored there and choose to feel the relaxation flow deeper into your lower back and belly. It feels wonderful to allow the largest muscles in your body, your groin, glutes, and thighs, to give in to soothing relaxation and feel pleasurable nothingness. The soothing breeze can flow down deeper from your shins and calves to your ankles and feet. How good does it feel to imagine yourself floating on calming mists? You can feel your feet relax thoroughly from your heels to your arches, to your pads, to your toes. You can feel nothing but a deep peacefulness. As you continue to float in a dream, you pass by stone markers, counting the distance to a stone monument atop a gentle slope of a large nearby grassy hill. With each and every number I count, feel yourself drift deeper into comfort. Feel yourself drift down into focused trance, focusing only on this scene in your mind as you go deeper into the ancient ruins. 5. You pass by an old stone marker with the number 5 written on it. You feel yourself float downwards. Allow yourself to reach out and hold on to my voice as you go even deeper into trance. 4. The next stone marker reads 4. You can go even deeper into comfort. Everything that aren't these mystic planes fade away. 3. you come across a moss-covered stone marker, mark 3. Permit the idea that ideas allow you to accept ideas, to allow you to accept that you will become deeply hypnotized. 2. The next marker is a weather-worn stone marker with a 2 engraved into it. You find a broad stone altar surrounded by monoliths. 1. The last stone marker reads 1. It's easy to focus on nothing but the large boulders and stone table before you. 0. You enter the circle of boulders, feel a wave of drowsiness, and find yourself drifting to sleep near their center, lying down on that soft, moss-covered rock in the middle. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis, with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. As you drift even deeper, you can feel the presence of a powerful, a benevolent entity bound to these ruins begin to flow into your body and mind. You can let yourself sleep deeper and allow yourself to become this benevolent entity, if only for a short while. Long ago, a massive giant strode these plains. As you drift down deeper, you can feel yourself drift to sleep as this benevolent entity flows into your body and mind. As you drift down deeper, you can feel your mind drift to sleep as this benevolent entity flows into your body. It's wonderful to become a burly giant for a little while, isn't it? The more you give in to this overwhelming power of this massive entity, the more you feel the giant taking control of your being. There's nothing to do now but allow yourself to become a burly giant and give in to the process of becoming someone else for a short time. Your old memories dim in sleep as memories of your life as a massive burly giant flood your mind. You were known as the giant of the plains, and you lived a long, peaceful life, being well taken care for by a small village a few miles away. Perhaps you can remember how they would offer you food for protection from evil monsters and evil spirits. The villagers would offer you carts full of food in exchange for your protection, almost worshipping you like a local deity. Every so often, you'd wrestle an ogre, or drive away a minotaur, or gulp down an evil ghost. There would be a small celebration in your honor, as you remember your past life as a burly giant. Your body only grows massive and hairy. Your beard grows down to your chest, which balloons out into 2 hairy pecs. Your muscles swell under your growing bulk, and your belly can rest on a powerful core of muscles. As you grow, you can feel joyous freedom from human burdens flooding into your heart, because you are a colossal burly giant, right? Your giant burly body bursts through your clothes and they pop and flutter like confetti, don't they? There is no containing the beastly bear. You really are, big guy, isn't there? The harder you may try to remember nothing, not massive burly giant, the more you can only remember being a massive burly giant. The once colossal boulders shrink as you grow taller and taller, don't they? Your shoulders grow broader and hairier. Your hands and feet become heavy and ponderous. Your brow and jaw brutish and thick. Even parts of you that I haven't mentioned become colossal and burly, weighty and lumbering. You can feel amazing, giant, to rise above everything and allow yourself to feel free and unencumbered. Bigger, bigger, bigger you grow. How does it feel to become the largest object for miles? It's hard not to feel a part of the landscape and one with nature. Isn't that right? Or if you are used to not letting your mind grow quiet and numb, you can become as slow and thick as you'd like. You can, you know, giant, go deep into the sensations of how it feels just to be a massive burly giant. Because you are a massive burly giant, huh? With each and every step you take, you can feel your thick-soled feet sink into the soft earth, leaving giant-sized footprints with echoing thuds. The soft earth feels wonderful between your hairy toes because you are a colossal, burly giant. Isn't that right? The longer you are a giant, the more giant thoughts and feelings flood your mind. You know it's okay just to be and take up space. It feels good to let everything hang out and just enjoy your burly self. You walk through the endless grassland until you find your village. All the puny humans are so happy to see you. They offer you a cow-sized wheel of cheese and a horse-sized loaf of bread to stay and protect them. You gladly accept and sleep outdoors under the stars in a nearby field. You remember how wonderfully soft the ferny yarrow there was in the small valley between rolling hills. You drift to sleep every night to the sound of the relaxing wind and a babbling brook that flows along the edge of your yarrow bed. One day you rise to find an ogre terrorizing the village. Without thinking, you quickly shove the ogre away from your village and begin to wrestle with the brute using moves you have mastered over the ages. You're a titan, battling giant monsters with tremendous power and the blessings of the people you protect. You completely dominate the ogre and the village's cheer. The ogre promises to leave the village alone and is never seen again, at least near the village. The villagers are sure to feed you enough to keep your rounded belly full. You hear their tiny voices marvel at your mighty size and your immense girth, as well as your other gifts. From the center of your being, you can allow yourself to feel loved and accepted for all that you are, you massive behemoth. What types of giant food do you enjoy eating because you are a colossal, burly giant? What other things do you do that gains the praise of your village because you are a colossal, burly giant? What is your favorite part of your day as a big giant because you are a colossal, burly giant? Perhaps on a bright sunny day, you can look in a shallow pond and see the colossal burly giant you've become. It feels as though you may spend decades as a colossal burly giant, but eventually the possession fades and you find yourself once more your old self, resting peacefully on a moss-covered boulder at the center of a circle of boulders. The timeless nature of the endless plains make you wonder if it was all a dream. Take a few moments now as I share quiet suggestions for deep hypnosis to recall this experience in greater detail in your own preferred way. Afterwards, I will help you out of trance. Allow your imagination to guide yourself towards a pleasurable experience. Every time you go deep, you feel more comfortable going deeper. Many people overcome any blocks and go even deeper. With each and every breath, let go of concerns. You are able to let go of everything for now. It can feel wonderful to go deeper. Each and every day, tell yourself it's okay to focus. Wouldn't it feel great to go all the way down now? You can do nothing but gently drop down now. You can forget about everything for now and go even deeper. The more often you consciously make believe, the more conscious you become of make believe in your everyday life. You can imagine going 10 times as deep. Go there now. The more you go into trance, the more comfortable you become. In a few moments, I will count upwards from 0 to 5, bringing you up and out of whatever state of trance you may be in, feeling refreshed, as if you've just awakened from a long nap. 0. Taking a few moments to lock in all the positive benefits of this session, perhaps even taking a moment to give yourself a few good suggestions. 1. Closing the doorway to the subconscious mind to block out all negatives, negative thoughts, negative places, memories, or people. 2. Starting to come up and out of hypnosis, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, completely human in body and mind. 3. Allowing the world around you to return. 4. Eyes crystal clear. 5. Eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. I hope you enjoyed this recording. Listen to it again in the future to strengthen the suggestions and go deeper. Thanks to my supporters who ensure more quality recordings in the future and give a small donation of $1 or more a month at hypnobeast.com.